Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Guys, welcome to our show that's for you and it's about you. Those of you who work so hard for your money, you're ready for your money to start working harder for you now. You want that freedom, cash flow, and prosperity today, not 30 or 40 billion years from now, but right now, so you can live that life that you love, doing what you love with those that you love. But most importantly, guys, it's not just about being rich. It's about living a rich life, about blessing others' lives, because as you're blessed financially, you can change the world and bless it too through your own ripple effect. So guys, I'm so excited to have you here today. Thank you for allowing me to create a ripple effect for you. Thank you for binging and sharing and doing all the things you guys do with this show. I love seeing the growth. I love seeing how you guys are so engaged. Thank you so much for being a part of this and being seriously the best listeners out there. As a reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com. And also be sure to, on iTunes, if you haven't already subscribed, do that. Give us a review, unless you hate us, then don't give us a review. Just move on and go listen to the next show and go, hate on them. But for us, if you love this show, please give us a review on iTunes. We really appreciate it. Thanks.
Hey, are you looking for another great podcast to listen to? One about investing and not only just investing, but learning about cool deals like investing in apartments that does not require you to have to be an accredited investor or have $1 million. Hey, if you want to check that out, go check out my friend Lane Kawaoka's site, simplepassivecashflow.com. He's got a great podcast also called Simple Passive Cashflow that you can check out on YouTube, iTunes, or whatever your favorite podcast app is. If you want some great education and to learn about great ways to invest in other types of deals without, again, needing a ton of money, check it out, simplepassivecashflow.com, or look up Simple Passive Cashflow on YouTube or your podcast app. Check it out.
All right, today, guys, so I've got a special guest here that I've been dying to get on for a while now. And the plants have aligned, and we've got her here. Some of you guys have already heard us advertise for them. If you've heard of Secured Investment Corporation or Secured Investment Corp, we've actually been advertising them on the show recently. Now, Heather Dreves is the one that's joining us today. She's actually the director of funding with this. She's on the seat of three with three fund managers that oversee the management of these two real estate funds. She's been in the private lending industry for the last 18 years and even had a securities license for that. We actually just pre-show talked about all the pains of dealing with security stuff. She's also directly involved in the sale of over $100 million in trust deeds and raised over $20 million with this high yield fund that Secured Investment Corp has. She has experience in underwriting and also managing the lending arm of the company, Togo Capital and Lake City Servicing, in addition to managing investor relations there too. So Heather, welcome to our show.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be part of this. When you and I met many months ago, I started listening to this show and I love it. It's like part of my weekly routine. I have about a 20-minute drive to work. So I feel very honored to be part of it and be talking with you today.
Absolutely. So give us some background on you. Like, how did you get down this path? Because you could have done anything in your life, and now you're here, So what got you down this path?
Well, it's kind of an interesting story. I actually, did the traditional college thing, decided I was going to be a teacher and got my teaching degree, never taught a day in my life, determined I was pretty good at sales. And my husband and I started having children and stayed home with my kiddos till they were in kindergarten. And I had a friend that was in the private money industry. And he convinced me to come on board with them. And I said, I know nothing about this. I have a mortgage and that's about the extent of my knowledge. Uh-huh. And so it kind of fell in my lap. But once I got in the industry, I loved it. I mean, I started in the servicing arena as far as like servicing loans. We were a private lender and we sold our notes. At that time, I wasn't involved in funds. Worked my way up into underwriting. At that point, got my securities license to start selling trust deeds. And then came on board with Secured Investment Corp about 10 years ago. And we started opening and raising capital into real estate funds. And, I just really have a passion for helping individuals create wealth for themselves and for their families, really to leave a legacy for people. I feel like There's just so much opportunity to create wealth for people, you know, whether that's through trustees or real estate funds and things that are just outside of that traditional money manager, financial advisor advice people give you. I just don't feel like people are tapping into the opportunities. And so I have helped so many families retire and live off of their income they're making off their investments. And so just have really found a passion for it. Yeah. So yeah, I kind of fell into it and realized I loved it. So never went into teaching. My kids can attest. I've helped them with homework. I would have been a terrible teacher. I'm much better at this. So here I am.
It's funny how paths lead us down. You know, you're getting your teaching degree. I was getting my sociology degree, looking to become a business consultant. And then I'm in the financial arena too. You know,
it's kind of funny how those things work. And, you know, I think things happen for a reason too. So I feel like this was where I was meant to be.
I agree. Totally agree. Well, tell us more about now what you're doing with Secured Investment Corp. Like, what is it you guys do? Because I know a lot of listeners, many of them are, if they've listened to the show long enough, they're familiar with like AHP to some level, right?
Right.
And I know you guys have some similarities, but you have some differences too. Like, tell us what you guys do. That's interesting.
We are a very interesting company, to be perfectly transparent. So our CEO started this company over 20 years ago, and our company got started in the real estate education space. So we were teaching people how to invest in real estate. That meant telling them and educating them how to find the deals, how to get them under contract, you know, how to rehab the project. It's interesting how many people want to get into the fix and flip and have no idea how to put a bid together, how to even put a purchase and sale together for that matter. So that was really where we kind of cut our teeth, is we are a real estate education company.
You still do that today.
We still do that. It's a huge part of our company. And the interesting thing was people started finding these deals, you know, and we teach them how to, you know, find out of town homeowners, distressed property owners, but there was no funding for it. And so it kind of was this segue into, well, why don't we start a private money company? Mm-hmm. And that's kind of where I came on board, because I had a very large database of clients that I helped buy and sell trust deeds to. And so I came on board a little over 9 years ago and helped them build this private money side of their company. And at first it was dialing for dollars. It was, okay, we're going to lend this guy money to buy this piece of real estate. So we specialize in residential real estate, single family, 1 to 4 units, all non-owner occupied. And we would push that thing through underwriting. And I was on the phone dialing for dollars, you know, hey, do you want to fund a trust deed? And it worked great. What we found quickly was, and we'll talk a little bit more about this, but so many people are using self-directed IRAs these days, which is a great strategy, but they take time. So we've got a broker and borrower on this side. Hey, my deal's cleared. When are you funding this? And then I've got the lender on the other side. Come on, we got to get that money from your IRA, which was a natural progression towards real estate funds. And I think that filled two voids for our company. One is it gave us the ability to fund our deals quicker, you know, and give our trust deed lenders more time to look at the deal because it wasn't so urgent. We raised capital into these funds, but we had a lot of clients that want to invest in real estate, but they don't necessarily want to fix and flip. They don't have the time. They don't want to be a landlord and deal with tenants and toilets. So the fund gave the ability to reap those benefits, but we manage it for them. So that is how we progressed into the fund management space. We also service all our notes, and we do that because we have not had great experiences relying on third parties for that type of stuff. So we've created this very organic, evergreen environment here at Secured Investment Corp, where our education feeds our loan origination. So a lot of our students apply for funding from us. Mm-hmm. Our origination feeds our funds. That's how our funds make money, is originating more notes. And then on the backside, we service everything. So we know exactly what's going on with these accounts. You know, we make sure they keep making their payments. And so that affects the performance of our fund and then also the performance of the people that are buying trust deeds. So we are located in Little Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, for anybody that hasn't been here. I hate to say this, because we tell people it's terrible because people love it here and lots of people are coming here. But this is the view from our office behind me. We're right off of the Coeur d'Alene Lake. It's beautiful here. Mm. And we have about 90 employees, and we just kind of rely on each department's very important to the other departments to make everything successful. So yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell you, like a lot of our listeners here, like some of them are active, and I'm sure some of them will want to, you know, maybe want to somehow learn other ways to do active investing. But you know, a good chunk of the listeners here, they have a business or they already work in a job. They're already pretty busy. They're like, if I could just be hands off, I could just put my money somewhere. And I know, like, especially right now, real estate game is tough. Like for me, like buying my own homes, I mean, just to try to eat, you know, try to like edge out somebody else to buy a great cash flowing property right now. And with inventory being so low, it's tricky to be able to say, hey, is there another alternative place I can put my money and maybe not even have it locked up for 10, 20 years, right?
Right. Like,
that's a great option too.
Well, and we have assembled teams. You're exactly right. Like, unless you are in that real estate and you are working it every day and working all those strategies to find those deals, you're not at this time because the market is so great in the residential space. It's tough to find those deals. We have an acquisition team that identifies deals for our funds to invest in, and it's 15 employees, and they are literally on the phone all day finding owners that want to sell. And you're exactly right. Most people have a full-time job. This is something that they want to do and invest in to create wealth outside of that. Yeah. But unless you have the time in the day to do it, it's very difficult to make it work. So why not let somebody else do it for you and you get to reap the benefits of it?
Leverage another team to do it for you, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing that's great. It's like, yeah, you might lose out on the tax benefits. Like you don't get those, but man, like you get double digit returns, you know, with, and it's not just a fixed return. Like you guys have a preferred rate of return on your different funds, whether you're accredited or non-accredited, right? But you even have that growth potential where you usually well overpay above and beyond those preferred returns.
That's right. We have two funds. One is for accredited investors only. The other is open to everybody. But what's really exciting is, you know, like I said, I've been with the company over 9 years. We've had funds for the last 8. And until 2 years ago, we had no funds for everyone. You had to be accredited and the minimum was $50,000. 2 years ago, we decided as a company that we were doing a huge disservice, not only to like our clients and our students, but everyone. And we opened up a fund that is open to everybody. You do not have to be accredited to go into it. So you don't have to have $1 million in assets or income of $200,000 a year. And the really neat thing is you can get started with $1,000.
Yeah,
I don't know anybody that really couldn't get started with that. And it's IRA friendly. I would say 90% of our investors in our funds are using some kind of self-directed account, whether that's an IRA account, a 401k, or even college accounts now. CISA accounts can be set up that way.
Yeah.
So it's very IRA self, you know, directed friendly too.
Yeah. And we actually just had Haley Gant from Quest IRA on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Really recently, right? And she was talking about the self-directed, and one of the biggest advantages, I think, because like we said, like you may not get the tax advantages, even though you're getting real estate double-digit type of returns, which is awesome.
Right.
You know, the great thing is if you have IRA money and it's now in self-directed, you're not worried about paying those returns. I mean, those taxes, right? I mean, you're going to pay those taxes down the road anyways. So if you're going to use any money, this is like the perfect ideal situation to say, hey, I can invest my money here. I mean, you can have it reinvested, the returns and everything else, right? So. Whether you have it, you know, you don't obviously have it paid out to yourself monthly or quarterly in this,
right?
Thing, but you can obviously just have that money growing and compounding, which can create a really amazing return on your self-directed money.
Right.
And you did squat for it.
I know. And we have so many people that will call, you know, I have a 401k from 2 jobs ago, and I don't think I ever did anything with it. And we've referred quite a few people to Quest. We really like working with Quest. And they will, you know, all these self-directed custodians, whether it's Quest or Provident, I mean, there's a million of them out there, will help them roll those accounts over. So we typically will, you know, give them some references. We're not a custodian. We don't give financial advice, but give them references for, hey, call these different custodians. And then once they get their accounts rolled over, they'll call us up. We help them deploy it into the fund. Like you were mentioning, we can roll earnings. I can't tell you any IRA account client that doesn't roll their earnings because, like you said, it's just compounding, right? Yeah. And you set it and forget it. Mm-hmm. Our funds also only have a minimum commitment of 12 months. So if for some reason somebody's concerned about being able to access their wealth and wanting to get it out after a period of time, it's a 12-month tie-up. So they have to stay in for 12 months. You mentioned we have preferred rates, which is really just the way that the payout structure occurs. That means that we have to hit our preferred rates before we as a company share in any profit. And I think that's a great thing to point out, is because we're very motivated. We are a for-profit company. Yeah. We're not a nonprofit. And so we're very motivated to get those returns up and above and beyond the preferred rates so that everybody makes really good yields on their money.
Yeah, I was impressed. Like, you have a good track record of this consistently double-digit returns, even in 2020. You know, even with COVID, that was your low year, quote unquote.
I know.
Better than what most people paid on a typical year. So I think that's excellent that you guys have.
Well, it's a team effort. I will tell you, we meet twice a week as a fund management team. I mean, we all work in the same office, but there's multiple meetings that occur, whether it's looking at the properties that we buy, because there's two different types of assets. And I think that's important to point out, because our fund is diversified. We're not relying on just one thing as an income stream. So 75% of our fund balance is held in the trust deeds that we originate. So we make profit off of things like origination points, interest payments paid by borrowers. The other 25% is held in real estate assets, and that's only in our local market. So we decided a long time ago as a company, we stay in our lane, and our lane is residential real estate assets. And we will only invest in the fund's money in residential real estate that we actually own. So the notes are different, but in our local market, because we have our own contracting crew. Like I said, we have an acquisition team. Yeah. And so that's going to be mainly in Spokane, Washington and Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, which, look them up. They are hot real estate markets right now. And Zags, Spokane, Washington, Gonzaga, Sweet 16 right now. So that put us on the map.
That's right. Finally, they did it.
We'll see how far they go. But people here are crazy Gonzaga fans.
Oh, yeah. I remember seeing that a lot, even when I was growing up in Oregon. How many people are just rooting for them, right? Like, they never quite ever made it, but they're always somewhere.
They're really good this year, actually. But we'll see.
Yeah, see. Well, awesome. This is great stuff. And I was going to mention, too, like you mentioned, the 12-month hold is the minimum time, right? I've had so many people lately say, Chris, like, I'm just not finding the real estate deals right now. You know, is there a place I can just hold my money for like the next year until things just start to rebalance out a little bit from this chaos? You know, like, is there a place I can hold money? And I'm like, well, you can do short-term lending, but you might make 8% doing that, which is good, but it's not fantastic. And they're like, yeah, but where else? You know, and you got the perfect solution right there. It's like, hey, you know, you guys might keep it here for a year. Maybe you'll keep it longer because you like the returns. But here's an option. Right. If you're just looking for a place to store money because you can't decide where to go, this may be a place to look.
That's a good point. And we have had a lot of people mention that, you know, because a lot of our clients are active investors, whether they're, you know, and this is just, like I tell people, I'm not here to tell you to put all your eggs in our basket. You know, I truly believe in diversification. And that's how we manage the fund. And that's how I think everybody should manage their assets. But the worst thing you could do is sit there with undeployed capital. I have people call me all the time. I set up this self-directed custodial account 5 years ago. I've never done anything with it. And you look at their account balance. I said, do you realize you're getting charged all these fees? I never looked. It's like, get it deployed, you know? And so I agree with you. I think the 12-month tie-up period is really nice because people might have different opportunities or have some life-changing event where they need to access to that. And so that was, you know, some of the reasoning behind putting that short 12-month tie-up period in. But get it deployed, you know? People have these $5,000 IRAs that, you know, are being charged $300-$400 a year for management. It's like, and you're not doing anything with it? So that's where I believe this other fund that we opened with $1,000 minimum fills a void for a lot of people too, is, you know, your smaller balance IRAs, CISA college accounts that they just set up for their kids. Our CEO has three children, young, mine are older. I wish I would have known about this, you know, 22 years ago, but he has set up college accounts. They fund trustees all the time. They've got money in our fund. I'm like, what are your kids, like 8 years old? I mean, their accounts have grown substantially in the last couple of years. So that's another strategy that's really good to look at too.
Yeah. And I've had a lot of clients that even are like my insurance clients, right? The ones that do life insurance, infinite banking stuff. And they're saying, hey, where's the place I can get a good return on this money? Because you don't want to just let it sit there in life insurance. I mean, it's fine. It's safe. But you can get it invested and deployed. Hey, you make great returns outside of it, grow that money faster, and build that college fund to be way better than it would be inside of a high risk 529 plan where you have zero control of where that money's being invested. So it's a great option there. So Heather, again, as a reminder for everybody, you know, we're not making any recommendations. We're not giving any investment advice here. This is just, you know, educational purposes only to learn about this. But Heather, if they want to learn more about these funds, these two different funds you have, how would they best do that?
So the best way to do that is to visit our website. It is at securedinvestmentcorp.com /Heather. You will get access to a special info pack if you go to that site. So again, that's securedinvestmentcorp.com/Heather. That's my name. And you will get access and we'll email you out what we call our fund info pack. And it gives you some information about our company, but more importantly, it educates you about the opportunities to buy trust deeds, invest in real estate funds. And there's some great content in there. We would love to talk with anybody that's interested in potentially putting money in the fund. I've got a great team here, including two other people, Zach and Lisa. And we'd love to give you, you know, more information about what we do if they feel like it's something that fits into their portfolio and aligns with their strategies. And so again, just visit our website, securedinvestmentcorp.com. If you do /Heather, they'll get access to the fund info pack.
Awesome. Well, we'll be sure to put that in the show notes because absolutely you need to have that information accessible. And it's valuable stuff. So again, Heather, really appreciate you being on. This is really fascinating stuff. I really appreciate it.
It was a huge honor. Like I said, I've been listening to your podcast consistently and I love it. And I just love the message. I feel like you really align with what we do here. So a huge honor to be on it. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. An honor for me too. I really appreciate your value and what you guys are doing. You guys are fulfilling a huge need for people out there right now.
Thank you.
So really appreciate that. So everybody else, you know, be sure to check that out. securedinvestmentcorp.com/Heather. We'll put it in the show notes there. If you're driving, don't read the show notes. You're like Heather out there. Just remember securedinvestmentcorp.com/Heather, right? So everybody, hey, again, it's not about listening to what we do here. It's about taking action as well so that your life can change. And that's what we truly want for you guys. So guys, take a wonderful and prosperous week. And we'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.